Hi guys, it's Nakia Kinner.
And it's Marceline Hardison giving to you
the only answer
to the only question
that everyone wants to know.
What is
Black Girl
Magic?
Okay, so today guys, the topic is environmental ethics of equality. And it's going to be super nerdy. This is not going to be ratchet. The first episode was ratchet, but this is going to be very informative. So I want to start off by asking you the question. Is nature the only valuable thing that humans have access to? Now, when I say that, I mean to the extent of its use as of the means of production for profit for humans. So how we can now own nature, which is a major thing. You know, like 70 years ago, we could not own land, but now we can literally own nature. And it's something that we don't take advantage of. The people who are in the game know that, but I'm going to get into that with you tonight. Now, Marceline, how do you feel about that? Answer that question for me.
I feel like nature is one with us. And we have to treat and take care of nature. And if we don't do so, our earth is going to be kaput. Okay? All right.
Because, for us to all be clear, it is the right to a livable and sustainable planet for human rights to take care of it. And we have literally been trashing it with toxins and trash, literally cutting down the trees, minimizing our oxygen. You know what? I'm gonna just take a deep breath and a pause because this conversation is about to get me heated. Now,
Barry,
how do we give voice to this, Marceline?
We speak on it. We take care of our planet. And we pick up all the trash. We protest every day. Speak on it every day on social media, in real life, marches, everything. We have to come together to take care of our earth and take care of ourselves. Because taking care of our earth is taking care of ourselves.
Come on now. Come on now. Now, who should be paying for this? Should we individually be able to have control of land or and get it right for generations 20 years from now? Or should it be left to the government? At what extent should it be regulated?
We all have responsibility to this. To the government, ourselves, everyone. It shouldn't be just the government in control. We are in control of this.
Now, it's funny because we didn't realize how special Earth was until it was gone. You know, like, at this point, Earth is not what it is. There's deserts that was rainforests. You feel me? Like, beautiful trees, toucans, waterfalls. And it's dry land now. Let that sink in, people. It's dry land now. Water, trees, misty atmospheres, toucans, animals of the horizon, Arizona, whatever. You know what I mean? The Amazon.
Yes.
And it's dry with cactuses full of water. The water came from the rivers and oceans that was there previously. This is sick, people. This is sick, and we're not taking care of the earth as we should, and it bothers me. It really, 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 really bothers me. Trees matter. Their medicine, their food, their air, their oxygen, their life. 55% of trees have left earth in the last 100 years. People, that gave me chills right then.
That's a big percentage, people. That's more than half, okay?
Bruh, like, it's more than half. We have to start saving energy, like, through the land. You know, we have to start turning off these lights. You know, like, restaurants, okay, I get it. You leave lights on at night to make sure you can see through the store and no one steals. But baby, we have to come to a point where we're all moral here and know not to steal and turn off these lights at night.
Also, these buildings. Why are we creating more buildings, cutting down more trees? Why are we doing that? Because it is changing our climate.
Why?
It was literally 20 degrees lower today. No, 20 degrees higher today than it was yesterday.
Bro.
That is a huge issue. Climate change is real. It is real, and we have to do something about it. Because if we don't do anything about it, I'm telling you, everything's about to be on fire. And I'm so serious. It's not something to even joke about. We have to stay woke about our planet.
Bruh. Okay. And now look. Error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. Okay?
We cannot be reactionary.
Sorry about that. I'll edit it out. But, okay. Pay attention, please. The ice is melting in the Arctic right now. Pay attention. The bears are fucking drowning.
They're dying. The beautiful polar bears are dying. What are you going to use for your Coca-Cola?
What are you going to use for the Coca-Cola? And you damn sure can't use the logo. Not for the principle of it anymore.
Because they're going to be dead.
You poison the ocean, so we can't swim in it and we can't drink the water. You know, we can't eat fish, shrimp, or sea roaches. Climate change is a threat. We will be extinct very soon. We will be extinct very soon.
The animals are leaving one by one.
We're animals.
We'll be next.
Start meditating, please. Now, I want to transition into capitalism. And because that's the most dominant energy and company that this world has seen and knows. It is dynamic and responsive to people's values. Now, let's get clear on capitalism. Marcy, I want you to explain that to the people.
Capitalism is basically money. Money, money, and money. We do not need to be focusing on money all the time because money is going to kill us. Money does not save our souls, okay?
It doesn't. And is capitalism moral to you?
Nope.
I need your reasons because I honestly think capitalism is moral. So let's debate.
My morals is to conserve everything. Energy, food, and money.
Okay. Now, if you balance it out to the greater good of the benefit of the people, I'm going to give an example. Now, if we didn't really have capitalism and depend on each other and use each other as resources, we would be dumber. Now, I just want you to take that. I'm going to give you an example as being bilingual. Mm. Bilingual people are known to be smarter. Mm. We can communicate with other people in the world better. Mm. You know, so like, something like that, capitalism is moral and it matters. We still, as humans, have to be able to take care of ourselves and provide. So, to the extent where it's not greedy, it's moral.
I can agree with you there, especially. I think we just need to balance out everything and definitely look at diversity as a good thing because I think our society, our country now does not see diversity as a good thing, and it is because we are smarter when we learn from different kind of people than our own.
Now listen, imperialistic colonial capitalist are people who specialize in the industrial capitalism evolution. Now, what that means is machines, factories, natural resources, human production. It's like a, you know, like the supply chain.
Yes,
I don't know
supply
the,
and demand.
yeah. So, how do you feel about that? And what does it mean to you for Black women to be involved with it?
I feel like we are overproducing for ourselves. We are making too much of things that we don't need, and we're basically using the environment and using it as, not let's say using it, but abusing it. We are definitely abusing our environment for ourselves, and we have to take care of everything. The animals that aren't our kind of animals, such as humans, we have to take care of those things. And for Black women, especially, we are known, we are very intuitive to the environment, I believe.
We are. And I actually want to call a guy right now. So let me scroll through my phone to get some insight about this right here. I have a new phone. So, geez, I got to call y'all through Messenger. I don't have no numbers. Let me call Duty. Where's Duty? Where's Duty? I've been on call Nate. I'm gonna call Nate. I'm calling Nature, y'all, my real brother. He's smart, so let's see if he picks up. Hope he does. Oh, yay! Oh, wait, it's ringing, guys. He hates me. So. Nate! I'm recording live right now on my podcast. I want you to talk right now. I'm talking about capitalism and the economy. Yes. I don't care. Talk to me. Y'all talk to me right now. I'm recording this
Get
podcast.
deep. You
Like,
in the
get deep
hot
with
box?
me.
Let's okay. Let's get deep.
No. Hey, bro, come on. Talk to me real quick. Like, be about your business for like 5 minutes. You hear me? Bro, all right, Nate. Bye, bro, because you're not being supportive right now.
This is
Stupid.
also the issue. Black men need to be more supportive of Black women and their intuitiveness.
Bruh, that was my own baby brother ignoring me for his friend. I could cry right now. And like, I'm gonna work with him on that, y'all. And I'm keeping that in. I'm not even editing that out because I need y'all to see the rawness with this. So I'm not even trying to call nobody else either after that. My brother just denied me. So, now back to what we were talking about. Utilitarian. Now, with that, with the economy and global warming and climate change, food plays a major part. And the cool thing about Marceline, she's going to tell you here.
I am a certified chef. I also have land in Tennessee, so we gonna get it right, okay? And I'm going to school currently for food science. I'm gonna speak into an existence because I gotta change my major. Anyway, I am trying to basically better preserve our foods. Our food is constantly being drowned in salt, antibiotics, things that are not supposed to go into our bodies. Food is medicine. Food is supposed to naturally heal us, and we have to naturally get it back to that natural state. You hear what I'm saying? So I am trying to help with that, get that better so we can stay woke, be healthy, and help our environment.
That was beautiful, Marceline. Thank you so much. Now, I want you to tell them the things that you are growing on your land back home and how it's going to help us soon. And please incorporate that with Black Girl Magic because we all want to know what it is.
Okay, I'm a little country Tennessean, all right? So we do grow collard greens, but we also grow jalapenos, hot peppers, tomatoes, that watermelon, that pumpkin, okay? We grow all of these beautiful things. Also, we grow Swiss chard, rainbow chard helps the heart, all right? So these good, beautiful, organic things help us to be better people and to be better in the earth. All right.
So you heard her, ladies. Please, I cannot stress this enough. Eat all those vegetables. Eat all that fruit off the plate. Eat all those whole foods. Stop eating fried foods. Stop eating processed food. Only eat chicken breasts, not the processed little patties. If you're gonna eat chicken at all, please eat fresh white Alaskan salmon.
Wild caught, no farmed raised. First of all, does it even sound normal to farm raise fish? No, it does not sound normal at all. Please be woke about what you buy. Trust your farmers. Check out farmers locally. Also, eat foods that are in season. It's not normal to grow foods that aren't in season of where you live.
Wow, my God. That was a word. Like, that was a word. We have to pay attention to what we're putting in our bodies. First of all, fish farming. Come on. They feed them particles of the chickens and the cows. When have fish ever ate cow meat? And chickens and little other shit like that. Like, when have they ever? They don't even come on land, baby. That shit ain't in the ocean. So, and then we put it in our bodies, like the process that this shit goes through, even our clothes, like it's touching a million hands before it gets to us. Some little bitch in China right now, 16, 15 years old, is sewing a button, like 70 buttons a minute, yo.
That's
A
not normal.
minute.
Why are we forcing her to do that?
That's not normal. And niggas is working this bitch so hard, she's walking like 10 miles to work. In huddles of hundreds of women walking to work 10 miles, yo, just to sew clothes for Americans, Gucci and Polo.
Let's also be woke about the cosmetics we use. The animal test, okay? Animal test beagles. Cute little baby beagles. Cut them open, damage them. It's not right. It's not okay. Because we take care of our dogs. If anybody loves dogs, please check on your beagles. Adopt the beagles. Because they are testing on animals, which is not. On furry animals, which is not normal, and it's not helping our own bodies. Please just stay woke. Stay woke about everything that the US is doing for medicine, food, all of that, because it's affecting our environment and it's affecting us as people. I know you want to stop having heart disease. I know you want to stop having cancer. I know you want to stop having high cholesterol, diabetes. This could all help if you did your research, stay woke. But this is why we're here, guys, to help you, to inform you. I hope you listen.
Yes. So, people, supporters, friends, family, girls, associates, acquaintances, boos, bays, daddies, mamas. Oh my gosh. Please listen to this podcast a thousand times over. I promise it all goes together. I'm sorry if we skimmed it too fast for you, but this is an important topic. It's an important topic. Go vegan. Don't think Beyonce and Jay-Z is telling you anything wrong. Marcy's vegan. I'll be transitioning very soon, hopefully before the year is out. So, like, there's amazing things in store, and I all want us to be on this journey together on one accord, especially my black women. Like, let's not be against each other in a time like this. So, thank you so much for the supporters and the listeners. Oh my God, if you listen already, like, I'm gonna buy your mama a house when I get rich, okay? Like, this is amazing, people. Thank you so much. Marcy, do you have anything else to say to the people before we go?
I just have to say, read, 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 read. Inform yourself, okay? Because I know you're tired of losing people so quick. Just please read, inform yourselves, research, and listen. Have a
Yeah.
good day and be at peace. Love and blessings.
Amen. And I'm gonna just leave you off with a bit of knowledge, like I always will. Recycling helps, and it's never gonna be enough. Recycling, no matter how much we recycle, it'll never be enough. One garbage can we put on the curb, 70 remain upstream in oceans and landfills. And just think about that. For every one garbage can we put on the corner of our houses, 70 of those remain in upstream, in landfills, thrown in oceans, you name it. Juice packs are not to be recycled. So, like the Capri Suns and stuff, I don't want you guys recycling those or even really drinking out of them. They're not good, especially my babies with kids. Don't buy those. Buy them the cartons. You'd be better off buying them the little carton high C juices. And what else am I gonna leave you off with today? I'm also gonna tell y'all a lot of confidential information about the NBA All-Star Weekend and statistics about it that only I and authority around Charlotte know. So take advantage of this if you know me and you have access to this information and you're coming to All-Star Weekend. It'll be very helpful for you. Now, I just want to reflect on what we talked about today. Now, we talked about capitalism, ethics, public relations, life, love, art, what is Black Girl Magic, climate change, pollution, and the cost of people's lives that this is costing. This is costing people's lives. All the things we do is costing people of the loss of natural resources in their homes, back home, air pollution. They have to wear masks to class. You know, kids are wearing air masks out here. Health insurance is so hard to get now. The roads are not good. People are walking on their feet on these concrete roads and these clay roads. The food isn't good in our body, and et cetera, and et cetera. It's a huge sacrifice for Americans. We are very, very spoiled in what we do, and we have no idea, and we're not conscious to it. So I want us to start really getting humble about that. We could buy a radio for $4.99, and the consumer is the primary. We could buy a radio for $4.99. It's gonna probably go through Africa, Iraq, China, and made by a 15 or a 16-year-old in Mexico before we even touch it. That is costing them their lives. And we're only paying $4 for it. It's probably the value is probably way more. You know, the time put in it and the dedication put in it and the sweat, blood, and tears put in it is worth way more. We need to print more money. We need to handle it better. Like, I'm just sorry.
We also, to be honest, we don't need to be printing more money because that's more trees being cut down and
Okay.
more trees being cut down. It's like we need to conserve the money that we are printing. Do you know that money is also thrown away? There's money that is thrown away, wasted. Please do your research. I'm serious.
And leaving off on that note, we are the world's biggest consumers. We have to stop shopping. As much as I love shopping, I love fashion, I promise I'm going to do things with it in my career, but it's going to be the right way. We have to stop shopping. Like, literally, we have to stop investing in these products. We have to.
Black girls, black people.
Black woman.
What did our ancestors do? We realized that we are consumers. They realized that we are consumers. So if you are consuming stuff, if we stop consuming, that will stop happening. We need to be like our ancestors, yo.
Absolutely. Ask grandma. In her day, stewardship was a thing. And we have to stop these petty investments, whether it's fast food, a phone case, new sheets. I'm just sorry. Like, new sheets. Let me tell you this fun fact about pillowcases. I have it in my notes somewhere. One second. It was just so crazy to hear like about the pillowcases today in class. One second, guys. I'm coming. Oh, I forgot the back. Shit. The story of stuff. Okay, let me just do a rough draft on the story of stuff. We're a bit obsessive. You know, as humans, we're obsessive.
Supply and demand.
Supply of demand. Extraction, production, distribution, home, and disposal. Those are the steps that things go through. Corporations are now bigger than the government. 51% of businesses are corporations. We're running out of resources. One third of Earth consumed natural space is gone. We're running out of resources. Get a clear understanding that extraction is how we trash the planet and wipe out animals and dirty the water and cut the trees. 40% of water is undrinkable, and that includes Dasani and whatever else is in stores. 5% of the world population and 30% of its resources is being used. 5% of the world population is using 30% of the world's resources. How do we even make that even? If we did the math correctly, we would need five planets for all humans to really survive the right way. We would need five planets right now. Right now. So imagine 20 years from now, y'all. 20 years from now is going to be a wicked. Like, we're about to be extinct very soon. And, like, come on, dinosaurs were damn near humans in their day. They're gone now.